Andy Levine with the American Seed Trade Association. I'm the president and CEO, and we're based in Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C.
Target audience, of course, of ours, farmers and ranchers. This is your vegetable and flower seed conference. We're most interested, of course, in the vegetable growers we talk to each day. What do y'all do at this conference, and why would the farmer be interested in that?
Well, this conference is based on two areas. One is on the marketing aspects of what is going on in the industry today and moving seed, both here in the United States and globally. And then it's on the science issues that are impacting the industry today, new breeding techniques, new varieties that are coming out that are resistant to diseases that are impacting the vegetable grower today. So we really look at it from the standpoint of moving seed globally as well as the farmer and how we can help him address those diseases that are impacting his yield and production.
What are some of the major challenges you think down the pipeline and what the vegetable industries are facing?
Well, it's that demand for land and agriculture production today. With crop prices strong in the commodity areas, you've really got a tight availability of land. And so you have vegetable producers trying to make sure that they've got the acreage available. And you've got seed companies trying to make sure they have land to produce seed. And then overall, we look at that disease pressure that continues to be a challenge for America's farmers. And how do we make sure that we can address those issues with the minimal amount of impact on the environment and human health? And so we continue to address a lot of the same issues today, but we do them with a lot higher technology and innovation.
When you look at the challenges facing the world in terms of food supply and demand issues, and in looking at that, it just seems like the vegetable side, you know, when you look at biotech, for example, the big crop areas seem to have made the motions forward, but the vegetable seed industry is still trying to figure it out, and there's some huge challenges there to get into the biotech area. What are those?
Well, those challenges, too, are understanding the size of those markets. When you deal with corn and soybeans, you've got massive markets globally. When you deal with vegetables, you start to get into the various varieties. And so that market availability or the market resources that are there to develop certain biotechnology traits for certain crops is different than it is for the row crops. And so we have to balance that. You have to balance the issue of public acceptance of the technology. It's evolving. We're seeing it in some crops today, but it's still got a long ways to go and a lot of opportunity.
When you look at meetings like this Chinese delegation, this is kind of new for your angles. You've got dozens of Chinese here, for us obviously to learn and take home some technology of their own and maybe make deals on seeds. What's going on here and how much of an interest do they have?
Well, we've been working with the Chinese industry for over 5 years now. They're trying to evolve their seed industry. They're a country that's rich in breeding for many, many centuries and one that has a very strong pressure to feed their people. And so working to develop their companies and working to develop relationships with other international companies to bring varieties out of China that could be beneficial to the U.S. industry, bring in varieties from U.S. into China that may be beneficial to them, and for us to learn. And so this is a process that we see as a long-term opportunity for our industries to work together.
Overall, considering our target audience, the vegetable farmers throughout California now as well as throughout Florida and the Southeast, major message from your organization in terms of what the farmers need to know. Are they informed enough about the challenges facing you in the seed industry since they are the ultimate consumer of your product?
Well, we continue to work very closely with the farmers both on the West Coast and in the Southeast, Gary, on the seed industry issues. And from the vegetable perspective, our biggest focus in that interaction with the farm community is the research that goes into developing new varieties today in better resistance, better color, better sugars. There's a lot of science in our industry as we drive the process forward to provide varieties. We continue to try and emphasize that so people understand that when you purchase that seed, we reinvest it on behalf of the grower to try and develop better varieties, better resistance, and we'll continue to do that.
You think those growers are getting that information enough of it and more regularly enough?
We like to try and increase that some more, and that's where we appreciate your participation in these meetings with us.